It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, I am the Anita of Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and I'm so excited about today's show. I am taking you guys to the Galapagos Islands in Ecuador. I am so excited about this show because I have to tell you guys that the Galapagos Islands have been a dream vacation for me for forever. Ever since I saw those huge tortoises and the iguanas and just the pictures of what the landscape looks like, I've always wanted to go there. And I know that I'm not the only one with that as a dream vacation. Most people would like to go to the Galapagos Islands on a dream vacation, and you can do that. And today's show is kind of all about my experience, a little bit about my experience, but it's going to be more about how you can get excited to make this not a dream, but a reality and take a trip to the Galapagos Islands. Because most of the show, I'm going to share with you a conversation that I had with the naturalist and tour guide, Miguel, on my trip with Latin Trails, is named the tour company that I went with. I was actually there as a guest of theirs, which is how I was able to go, was to be a guest. But I was there as a guest of Latin Trails, and I had a luxurious experience on board their ship. And of course, seeing all of the different wildlife and the landscapes and just having a chance to tour all around and spend time with Miguel. He is he's just a wealth of information about the Galapagos Islands in terms of the history, in terms of the animals that you see, and everything. So you would just definitely enjoy the conversation with him. But before we get to that, I just want you guys to know that another thing that I thought too is like the Galapagos Islands must be way across on the other side of the world, but it only took me just a little over 3 hours on my flight to get there. And it was an easy flight from starting point to getting to my dream destination of the Galapagos Islands, and Delta flies there. So pull out your computer and our hometown airline can get you right there. Like I said, just a little over 3 hours. But if you are like me before your trip, you have lots of questions and you really just want to know just really more about what the experience is like, because we can Google all the other things to know what to pack and all those things. And I'll share a little bit of that as well in the latter part of the show. But as I mentioned, my conversation with Miguel really will give you a sense of what the experience is truly, truly like. So a little bit more too about it. As I mentioned, I went with Latin Trails on this tour, and I was on board their boat, the Sea Star. So that was pretty fancy as well. And I was one of 16 passengers because these are small boats, which I really like. And Miguel's going to talk about that. All the conservation efforts that are taking place in the Galapagos Islands to make sure that it stays pristine and stays natural and stays beautiful. So they have only small ships and limited small ships as well in terms of how many go at one time. And then if they do take a big ship would be maybe 100 passengers, and those ships would go just alone, not with other ships. So I got a chance to see some other ships sailing out there, but was really glad to be traveling with Latin Trails. So now, On my cruise too, I was there for 6 days, and before I got on the cruise, here was kind of what happened with me. So I took my flight, as I mentioned, my Delta flight, went to Quito and stayed there for 2 nights. And while I was there, I had a chance to also do a tour of the city with something called Six Senses. Now, this Six Senses tour was fabulous because I got a chance to do just that. Explore like all the six senses. I had a chance to actually make some chocolate truffles, if you can believe that. I made some soaps and got a chance to go to this place where there's a couple that makes their own honey and honey products and those type of things. And had a chance to also see those Panama hats that everyone likes to kind of wear, those straw Panama hats. Well, actually, they're from Ecuador, and they became known as these Panama hats because the workers who worked on the Panama Canal would wear them, and they just became known as the Panama hats. But actually, they're from Ecuador. So as part of my tour, I got a chance to also try those. And while I was there, I stayed in the luxurious Ila Hotel, and I'm telling you, this place is beautiful. It's in an old, what used to be an old home, and it's only limited rooms there as well. So it was beautiful. Had a great chance. But now I want to back up and I want to stop because I want to bring on my conversation that I had with Miguel. And I'll tell you, he starts off by talking about the Galapagos National Park. So it is under, you know, this conservation watch to make sure that it stays pristine so that not only you and I in this day and time can see it in that manner, but also of the future folks wanting to go as well. So let's take a listen to Miguel talking about the national park. I really would love to start off with your telling my listeners exactly what the Galapagos National Park is, what their responsibility is, especially around conservation and making sure that the Galapagos Islands remains a natural, great place for people to come and actually interact with wildlife at a safe distance as well.
That the islands, you see, before they were a national park, you see, were like abandoned islands. We had Ecuadorians living here, but it seems to be like nobody took care very well, you know, of the island. So in 1959, a man from Belgium, his name was Van Stralen, he came to Ecuador and he came to Galapagos, and he was, you know, a biologist, and he saw the animal, he saw the wildlife, the landscape, and he gave to our government a suggestion that the island should be a national park, a biological laboratory, you know, for the rest of the world. It seems to be like our government agreed with the idea, and then since 1959, the island became a national park. So the national park that right now is ruling the island, responsible of everything what you have seen, everything what is in good conditions, all the permissions, all the hikings with very good marks, and all the protection that you have seen here, it has been very well organized by the National Park. The National Park, you see, is ruled by our government. It's the government that pay the guardians, the rangers, with the taxes that people pay, especially the tourists, when they come to Galapagos. The government tried to organize the islands, the rangers, with programs like, for example, how to control the invasive species, or how to eradicate the species that make cause a damage to the endemic species. When I say endemic, means that animals or plants that you can see only on the Galapagos Island. So the National Park is doing a very good job since 1959, and is growing up, you see, with people, with rangers that, you know, they are working not only for a salary, they are working because they feel passionate by their job. And most of the rangers that we have here working in the National Park are from Galapagos. They were born here, or they are part of the second, third, even fourth generation of their great parents that when they came here, they didn't find a national park. They found just the island. Later, the island became a national park, as I told you.
Well, that's very fascinating, and it's really good to know that the Galapagos Islands are being overseen by the National Park to ensure that what is natural and what is beautiful here remains that way. So that's really two thumbs up. So very interesting, right? And I'm going to stop and take a break right here. But when we come back, I'm going to pick up again with more of my conversation with a little bit more detail, talking with Miguel about what the tours are really all about and how some of them are land. You kind of dock on land and some you dock in the water. So that was really fascinating to me to find that out too. But now check out the website latintrails.com so you can also start planning your trip to the Galapagos Islands. And we're back in a few moments here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And today's segment is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. Check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. Back in a moment here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.